Tony.
Hello, sir.
Pretty good.
Pretty good app.
Hello and welcome back to the Misfits podcast, rated 5 stars by fucking no one. I'm joined today by Toby.
Hello.
Mason.
Hello.
And Mr. Swagger Souls himself.
And where are we?
I'm good. Yeah. How are you guys?
This is fit.
Oh, yeah. This fits, by the way. G'day. How are we doing?
Fairly relaxed. Very relaxed.
We're back. Right. It's been a little while since we've done a podcast.
It has.
Times have changed. We took a little while to slow down there. We went to Tasmania.
Yeah.
That was the last podcast we did, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Tassie trip, recapping that. And since then, we've just been living our lives, shooting all kinds of crazy mischief and just being misfits.
Yes.
That's our name.
That is your name.
It's a funny thing, Misfits, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. We've come a long way over the years.
How many years ago did we start this motherfucking thing?
Six years?
Well,
really?
6 years since we all met.
Yeah.
Since Misfits was a thing, what, 2018?
2018. Yeah.
But we were all like a big group even before that, really.
Yeah.
H1Z1.
Yeah,
H1Z1 session.
Oh yeah, well that's when we first all played video games.
My scuffed ass thumbnail and little picture emoji things.
How old were you in that session?
Like 16, 17, 16. No, 18.
Oh yeah, you were 17, 18.
17.
I feel like, didn't you turn 18 like when we were on a trip?
At PAX.
Crazy.
Yeah. Found these two. Matt and Swagger just sitting in this fucking shit hotel room.
Yeah, we were in the worst hotel.
Throwing deodorant at the mirrors and shit.
No, you took my deodorant and then you broke it. And then you like flung it at the fucking mirror.
Then
it was the only stupid deodorant.
I was gonna say,
and then
you
ate it.
I think I ate it, yeah. And then since then,
and then we went to Paris and you ate some chapstick. What else have you eaten over the years?
Cigarette butts, my piss.
Didn't you eat those truffles in fucking Europe as well?
I skipped on the truffles.
Yeah, you skipped on the truffles.
Well, you ate a pizza on the toilet, I remember that.
A pizza on the toilet.
Yeah, after the space cakes.
That's what I meant, the space cakes. What was in those space cakes?
A lot of weed.
That's just weird? Just edibles?
Yeah.
This is very strong edibles. I wonder if they, like, if you guys went back, I wonder if they would still be very strong to you.
Yeah.
I've had a fair detox.
I ate one of those cakes, man, and I sigh shit, dude.
Yeah. Well, Mason doesn't really smoke weed anymore, do you?
Nah, man. No. I've moved on.
Reformed.
We've all matured in many ways since those days.
Yeah.
Since the Misfits formed. How would you say you've matured, Toby?
Oh, you know, well, I used to be a degenerate who sits in my room all day and streams for 12 hours a day, never seeing sunlight.
Yeah.
Even when I lived in the Misfits house with you guys, I was in my room most of the time, just gaming.
Yeah.
And now I, like, have a life.
Now you, like, meet people and
stuff. I, like, meet people and I, like, hang out with people.
You have conversations that aren't on a podcast.
Yeah,
you used to sit in your room and just not talk to anyone.
Yep, that was what I did. Now I got a baby coming.
Yeah.
You're
living a normal life.
You're starting a family.
Yeah, it's crazy because I live in Perth for, like, you know, 3 weeks of the month.
Yeah.
And then I spend 1 week here where it's just, like, I go from, like, chill family life to staying up till 5 a.m. every morning, playing Age of Empires, getting, partying.
Why did you say 1 week here? You've been here for like 2 weeks now.
Yeah, I have been here for like 17 days or something like that.
Two or three weeks.
For those of you who don't know, Toby moved states. Yeah. He no longer lives in Melbourne. There's no more Misfits house. Some people still think that we all live
in
a house
still
together.
Think that there's a Misfits house,
it's because we
that
just
was
never...
Four years ago.
Look, the lease ended, and then... You know, it just didn't.
Dude, the lease ended. Even if we wanted to, they hated us.
Yeah.
They fucking hated us.
Dude, we like the plumbing like leaked, and there was just shit in the neighbor's driveway.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, there was that. There was some stupid bitch fell down her stairs at a party and put a hole in the wall. I don't know if we ever told that story. You remember that?
No,
you weren't there.
I wasn't there for that.
That was a Halloween party that we had, and someone brought their girlfriend, and she had too much to drink. She fell down the fucking steps and put a hole in the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit. I was so pissed off.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, you'd be pissed.
I was like, it's the fucking wall, okay? Like she's on the ground like this, fucking.
It sounds like you're still holding on to a lot of anger about this, given that you called her a stupid bitch. She's just a drunk woman. Sorry, I got sauce.
A stupid drunk woman.
Drunk? Dude.
Should have had a water.
Stupid drunk bitch.
What made her a stupid bitch is that she fell down the steps and put a hole in the wall.
Yeah.
I actually like nearly went deaf in one ear that night as well.
Yeah.
I jumped in the pool.
Was that stupid bitch talking in your ear all
night? No, definitely not, no. I fell in the pool and like just hit one side of my ear. And like for 2 weeks, I just couldn't hear out of my ear.
You fell in the pool? That pool was rancid.
Hamish and me were handcuffed, my mate. And like, we jumped in the pool together.
How long were you handcuffed for again?
The whole night, mostly.
Because he was a convict.
That was her costume?
Yeah, we were both convicts.
I have a video of them slant boxing each other on slippery pavement. And so he like does the splits. Mm-hmm. Did a fucking split. Wanked in the head.
There were some good memories of that original Misfits house.
It was cool.
And you weren't in your room the whole time.
We filmed
the 420 video there.
Yeah.
We made Thomas the tank engine bong.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
We had the fucking bouncy house.
We did have the bouncy house.
I shanked the bouncy house.
Yeah, you fucking stabbed it.
Filming videos there was very fun.
Had a beautiful Christmas.
Cool.
And then we had Keysborough.
You had Keysborough.
Dude, that place... Because COVID ruined it, man.
Well, was Keysborough straight after the Misfits house?
Yeah.
No, it was a period where... We should set a timeline for all the fans for how it all started and what really happened.
Because we are so terrible at explaining.
Yeah.
We've done a bad job at explaining all this as timeline.
People have no idea what's happening with us ever.
If you know anything about Misfits, it's one, we're funny.
Yeah.
Two, we're good friends, and three, we're really good at communicating.
Yeah.
And four, we're very consistent.
Very
extremely
consistent.
100%.
Consistently inconsistent.
Yep. Yeah.
Professionally unprofessional.
That's right. This is peak YouTuber performance right here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So what happened after the Misfits house?
All right,
so for the record, I never lived at Misfits house.
Yeah.
Right from day one, I was like, I'm not living in a fucking gamer house.
And, you made a good call, made a good decision. Not anything against you.
Yeah, no, I see how it is, man. I see how it is.
I just figured like I can just visit you guys often, which I did.
Yeah.
And it worked out great.
You could have visited more.
We did all the old podcasts in the Misfits
house. Yeah, we did.
And
when you were bald.
Misfits was bald.
The first video podcast.
Well, technically, the first video podcast was the Edibles episode.
Technically.
Yeah, true.
I remember I edited that thing.
You edited that?
I edited that overnight. Because the guy that we got to edit it just dropped the ball. And so I think I had like a bong an hour, and then I did it for like 6 hours, went to sleep at like 5 a.m. And as a reward, Manager Ryan got me a really good bong, which I used for like a solid year until,
I remember that.
It broke.
Yeah, man, we were so young back when we first moved to Melbourne,
so
fresh-faced,
young, we're so dumb.
Starry-eyed, just saying all kinds of shit on a podcast regularly.
And now we're way more sophisticated.
And still just saying a bunch of dumb shit on a podcast regularly.
Absolutely.
Well, not so regularly anymore.
So it started, obviously, all the online shit, and then we all moved to Melbourne in 2018, got the Misfits house. And then after that...
We went to L.A. for an extended period.
We did. We were in L.A. for...
It was like a couple months, right?
That was before the house.
Yeah, that was when I still lived in New Zealand.
Yeah, we're talking about...
I'm talking about the one where we recorded all the podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
The one that, like, we thought... We were in L.A. as COVID hit, and we thought we were going to get trapped in L.A.
It was in 2020.
Because we thought they were going to close the border.
It was literally like February.
I would have swam, mate. Yeah. I would have swam back to Australia.
Yeah, that was a tough call.
Yeah.
So we did Misfits House, and then that lease ended. We couldn't renew the lease, even if we wanted to. Mm-hmm. The landlord hated us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we all got our own place. Mm-hmm. Did that for a year, and then it was after that that we wanted to do Keys, right? Keys,
yeah.
Bro?
That was in the midst of COVID, just bubbling up.
Because we had the office, we had our first office, we had that for like a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the Misfits house was gone, we still had the office.
Yeah.
And then when the office was gone, we had like a period where it was just kind of working out of Ryan's house.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. And then we
fuck, it's always been just so dusty.
Yeah. Then we ended up going to Keys. Do we ever properly explain this in a podcast before?
Yeah, we've talked about Keys. Ever? Keys was a house that we had that we were going to film content at, but COVID hit and
the government didn't let us enter it.
Yeah, yes. It was actually kind of far out of town. We just weren't able to really be there often, unfortunately. Yeah. So
it was illegal, wasn't it? Like you
it was illegal to have more than two fucking people in a house.
Yeah. It was me, Chris, and Kobe. That was it.
Yeah. So it was
and we paid for like a whole year long lease at this huge place. It was really exciting for content, and then the government said
It had a shit ton of land. It had a giant room that we were going to use as an office.
We're going to do Misfits Olympics as
well. Yeah, we were going to do a whole Olympics thing for when the Olympics was coming out.
Yeah, there were
4 years now.
There were big plans, but this is a period where Misfits sort of started to go dark. We were doing podcasts on Discord all the time, and we were all pretty.
I had run away back to New Zealand.
You ran away back to New Zealand. You were stuck.
We were just disconnected as fuck back then.
Like
to be
COVID
honest.
Hit.
Thank you very much.
Can I please grab another song? Thank you.
COVID hit, and I was like, well, this might be the last chance I get to see my family for a long time, so I'll go see them.
Yeah.
And I also didn't have a house then, so I was like, I'll just crash at my parents' house for a little bit. And I got there and was stuck there for 9 months before I was able to come back. By the time I got back, Keysborough House was done.
You were supposed to be.
I was there for the last day.
Toby's ghost was just living in the room.
The best room in the house was empty for the entire lease.
Toby had like the fucking master suite with like the ensuite and the open tub and the balconies.
Yeah, I just wanted to watch women bathe while I could lay in bed.
That was the vision.
By the time that Toby was able to come back, we were like filming a video where we were showing off the house and like, here's what we would have done with it.
Yeah.
And then we go upstairs and none of us knew that Toby was back in Melbourne, and she met us in the room that was supposed to be hers.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Troubling times for the Misfits.
That video never came out. People always ask me about that one. They're like, where's the video showing off that house you guys had?
So much of our content just hasn't surfaced.
It's because it just wasn't up to standard.
It didn't really make any sense.
It made sense. We have a lot of content that just makes no sense.
Toby's house is empty. Toby's like, whoa.
but there's no context for anything. Yeah, it was a dusty time for the Misfits. And then things started to change a little bit. You know, COVID ended. Everyone, I think in general, kind of their lives got better. Everyone was a little happier. Everyone started, maturing in their own way.
Working
on themselves, growing up, doing all kinds of cool shit. And now we all still live in our own separate places, but we're still mates, we get together, we shoot. You guys saw the Tazzy video recently.
Oh, dude.
By the way, thanks for the support on
that. Thank
you. It's fucking cool to see that everyone enjoyed it so much. It was a little movie we released.
It really was,
about our
road
trip in Tasmania. Obviously, we did a whole podcast covering that, so we're not gonna delve deep into that, but it's cool, man. We've been shooting shit again.
We have, we've been doing a lot.
But enough of all that, we'll talk about that later. I'm interested, Swagger Souls, in how you feel you've changed as a person since Misfits began.
Since it began? Dude, I'm a lot more social. I'm a lot more, like, in my element. I'm a lot more secure. I would say that I'm in my lane.
In your lane?
I'm flourishing.
Flourishing?
Yeah. Honestly, dude, I think I've changed a lot.
Yeah, I think you have
too. Since it first began.
You're still the same, of course.
I'm still the same. I'm same in all the cool ways, you know? I haven't changed for the worse or anything.
Yeah.
I'm not addicted to anything.
Well, you're getting pretty old.
Pretty good. I am getting old.
Yeah. Slowly decomposing before 30, us.
34 now.
34, you're 33 like last week.
Well, last year.
I swear his age just changes all the time. It's almost like he's lying.
What?
I would never.
Yeah, I think you've changed too. You're a cooler guy now.
Yeah.
Mason, I think you're a cooler guy as well.
Thanks, man.
How do you reckon you've changed?
Mason was a literal child.
You
were literally a little baby.
I was a little bit of a spaz back then. Still like
you,
a little
you
bit.
Genuinely no,
I
mean, just
you're
were
still
a kid,
a
spaz. Though.
Yeah. You were a kid. You were a child
so young.
Spaz.
Yeah. I was still in school when I met you guys.
You were, dude. Yeah. It was so cute. All the people in your high school knew that you did YouTube?
Yeah, dude. I was the cool kid.
Were
did you? That shoved youngins up to lockers because they threw paper at my face.
Wait, was that really you?
Some kid like just piffed paper at my face, and he always used to call me Zuckles.
Oh, because he knew about your channel?
Yeah, and he walked past me like, Zuckles.
How many subs did you have when he was doing that?
Oh man, I wasn't that popping.
Yeah.
I was probably like 50K.
Oh yeah, right.
But 30K is pretty popping.
That's pretty popping
back then, that was a big hit, you know? Yeah.
It is crazy to think like how you know, back then, like 50K, 100K subscribers, that was like a big deal. And now it's like, you get a million subscribers and that's still not even a big deal. Like, it's crazy. Like, it's a big deal to you, but in the grand scheme of things.
It was always weird when we were on the come up, and it was like, one of the questions I always asked my friends was like, you know, at what point would you consider somebody like a successful YouTuber or like a successful entertainer? And they always said like 100K.
Right.
Yeah, because that was the norm.
But when you hit 100K, you're like, this isn't anywhere near.
Well, it depends. Like, it just depends. Like, you can make a living with 100K.
Yeah.
Like, you're a music artist or something.
It depends on the content.
Success is your own definition, really. I mean, I think YouTubers always are just comparing themselves to others, and it's fucking unhealthy as hell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, if you're making a living with 100K subs, it's dope.
Yeah,
it's cool. 100 subs.
It's better than working for someone else.
I don't know about 100 subs.
Did I say 100? Hey, if you're really dedicated, you can make it work.
Yes.
A video every second, you might just make a living. Yeah, you're all grown up, man.
I know, man. I got a girlfriend now, living in Melbourne.
You dress way better.
I dress way better.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Still getting up to my mishaps every now and then.
Yeah. Fucking cool to see, man.
Yeah, dude. Our one trip to Tasmania wasn't the only trip to Tasmania that we took. You went to Tassie again shortly after the video, as did I.
We just liked it so much. We had to go back.
It was so nice.
Tassie's beautiful, man. That what's it called? Cradle Mountain?
Cradle Mountain.
I'll never swim in a better like lake than that.
Or just a colder one.
Colder one. That was pretty fucking cold. But yeah, I went to go meet my girlfriend's grandparents.
Oh, yeah.
Just
how was that?
Caught a flight.
Are they old as fuck?
They are pretty old.
Yeah.
They got COVID after, actually.
Do they know what you do?
One of them, her grandmother has dementia.
Oh, so yeah, like, so you just forget it anyway.
But she remembered, she remembered, like, my channel and stuff somehow.
Right. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, thank you.
So what do they think about it? Do they have any comments?
Yeah.
My grandparents just, I mean, they respect it, but they have no idea.
Her granddad's, like, is all into the gadget kind of stuff.
Okay.
And he's like, I was telling him about all my monitors.
You're telling me he's into gadgets and gizmos?
Yeah.
Oh, gadgets, my God. So he's a real tech whiz.
Yes, he is.
Oh, fancy that. A gadget and gizmo granddad.
Just like yourself.
And I was telling him about like all this Twitch stuff and all that. And he's like, he was very interested. So
cool.
Yeah.
Well, it's cool. I mean, you got to respect it at the end of the day. You know, it's kind of like you're a little entrepreneur. Mm. Paid in your own way.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool. Did anything exciting happen when you went to Tassie the second time?
It was more just a chill thing.
Yeah, you didn't get like any kind of disease or anything, or you know, have sex with your sister.
No. I live streamed in the graveyard.
Oh yeah, remember that? You did a fucking bag flip to honor the dead.
Yeah, bro. And now I've done another back flip. Yeah. Fuck my ankle.
Yeah, you did. I came to a halt.
Mason's
fucking limping around. We went to, dude.
I got a wooden leg right now, bro. I'm peg leg. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, I mean, me and Swag went back as well.
With my childhood friend.
Oh yeah.
Who visited Melbourne.
Yeah.
For the first time. We'll call him Mr. Smith.
Mr. Smith.
Smith.
Oh.
You remember?
Oh, of course I remember Mr. Smith. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, at the airport. So I'm there with my childhood friend. He's in Melbourne. He's visiting. I'm like, dude, we're going to have so much fun. You're going to love Melbourne. He's like, yeah, I can't wait. First couple of days, all we did was hang out at my house and smoke weed and didn't really go outside. Uh-huh. And then it was like he was offered by Ryan because Ryan wanted to go back to Tasmania for a couple of days just as a little vacation. And so we offered, hey, do you and your friend want to come?
Yeah.
And so I look at my friend. I'm like, I don't really know if I want to go back to Tasmania. He's like, dude, I'd love to. And I was like, oh, fuck. Well, now I have to. He's fucking roped me into it. And so we end up going back. We're the flights have been booked. Everyone gets their boarding pass right before we get on the flight. And they had no fucking clue what his last name was, and they didn't bother to ask. So they fucking put him down his first name and then last name Smith.
Oh, that's what
Smith.
Your
name. Smith?
His first name.
Oh, sorry.
So it was just his first name, which I'm not going to say because it's super identifiable.
Let's just say it's the opposite of Smith.
He's a very, very Indian guy. He's very Indian. His last name is not Smith, and it was so painfully obvious. So like he gets his pass. He's like, he says, He's like, dude, someone fucked this up. Like, my name is he's freaking out at the airport because he's, you know, he's like the only fucking brown guy in Melbourne going through the airport. And so, like, we're going through and he gets stopped because they're like, well, we got to swab you for explosives naturally.
Yeah, yeah.
You
know, naturally.
And he was like, okay. And they look through it and they're like, oh, Mr. Smith, huh? He's like, yeah.
Like, right. I straight up do not believe you.
Yeah. They were like, all right, you're good, just go. And then we ended up going to Tasmania.
Yeah.
He thought it was beautiful. He's never seen the you know, like Australia. He's never been down this hemisphere.
Yeah.
So it was really good. We did a lot. We stayed in Hobart. And
went kayaking.
We went kayaking. That was fun. In a cold ass lake that if you fell into would kill you in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You'd go into shock and die. And there was also a giant gust of wind. It was very windy and it would push you. And if it pushed you out into the middle, you couldn't row back. And
bro, you could row back.
The dude was pretty adamant. He said, yeah, if you get past a certain point, you're not getting past the wind. And then he said if you're out that far, you'd have to go to the other side of the lake and walk like 12 kilometers around to get back.
Jesus, that sounds awful.
It's like a light walk.
And normally, you know, I was like, you know, that sounds like fun. And so we did it, and no one died.
Lovely.
It was great. And then we decided to go mountain biking.
That was very fun.
You know, and for some fucking reason, I thought, oh, nice little mountain trail, like nice little bikes. For some reason, in my head, I thought, oh, it's going to be a nice, flat, scenic trail.
On a mountain?
It's going to be, yeah. That's
why did you think that?
Because I had so much weed, dude. And I was just like, I thought high. Mountain. And I was like, oh, yes.
You went mountain biking beautiful. High as fuck? That sounds like a recipe for disaster.
I was sober, but not that it mattered. Because when we had to go up this mountain in like ATVs, we get dropped off with our bikes. And then they just go, okay, fine, meet you at the bottom. And then they just let you fucking go. And so, like, nobody
so
had...
Head down the mountain.
Yeah.
You just slide down, mate.
It was very muddy.
It was so muddy. Yeah, was
I had a blast. I was loving it.
Yeah, yeah, he loved it. Dude,
it's from New Zealand. That's all he
can do. I've done it before.
Yeah, I have not. Really, nobody in that group should have been going down that mountain. It was like, it was a beginner's slope, right?
Yeah.
So this is what I thought. Like, this is completely flat new, like here at the bottom. And then there's like intermediate, which is up here.
Yeah.
This was the beginner course, like right underneath the threshold of intermediate.
Yeah, I mean, it's not about how like long you have to go down the mountain. It's about how steep it is and how much it curves.
Yeah.
Dude.
It wasn't that bad.
It was that bad, dude. Because
you didn't even like fuck up at the like halfway down there. You fucked up right at the start.
Did
right
they give you training wheels?
On like a flat putt.
Yeah.
I'm so lost with this story.
Okay.
He fell over. He flipped over the handlebars.
So we're up on top. Oh, we're on top.
On skis, a snowboard.
No,
it's
bike.
A fucking bike. No, open your ears.
Dude, I'm just enjoying this lovely scenery.
A fucking oyster.
We're at the top of this mountain.
Oi. All right.
My friend's in front of me. People are behind me. And my friend's going slow. I'm picking up speed. Like, I go, yeah, I'm going to hit the brakes a little bit. I hit the brakes and I'm not slowing down. And so I do it a little bit tighter and then I'm slowing down a little bit more. And my friend's pretty much going like a snail's pace in front of me. And I don't want to hit him because we're on like this mountain trail. Then like maybe 5 feet to the left is like just drop off cliff.
Yes.
Like that goes down 10 meters and then it's a cliffside and then another 15 meters. And so I'm being very cautious. And so I brake. And before I know it, I'm over my handlebars.
So you front braked as well?
Yeah, you front
braked. Went right over the handlebars.
Big mistake.
Landed on my shoulder, skidded. Like, I was pretty close to the edge. I wasn't like halfway over, but I was close enough to nearly shit my pants. And so I'm just going, like going, the wind is completely knocked out of me.
I was like halfway down the mountain at this point. And I just heard a scream, and then I saw birds.
Yeah,
leave the mountain.
My shoulder was fucked. My leg was fucked, and so all the people behind me like stop, and they're like, "Are you okay?" And then some people, you know, ahead of us, like got off their bikes, ran up the trail. "Are you okay? Holy shit!" Set me up. Manuel, Ryan's assistant, was there, and he's like, "Holy shit, Swag, are you okay?" And then his girlfriend Maria comes over. She goes, "Oh, let me help you up." And so she puts the bike, she takes the bike, and she leans it against a boulder. And then a big rock, like the size of my fucking head, rolls off this boulder and right onto her foot.
Oh,
like
what the
directly
fuck?
Onto her toes.
You guys are cursed.
And then it rolls off and she just goes, oh. And then everyone's like, are you okay? She's like, yeah, I'm fine. And then she goes to walk. She's like, oh, this is bad. We're on the top of this fucking mountain. I'm under the impression nobody has a cell phone. They gave us wristbands that had an emergency contact number, and I was under the impression nobody had a cell phone because nobody wanted to get their cell phone money, right? And so we start walking down this muddy trail. I can't go on the bike. Maria can't go on the bike. So we're just descending, like slipping and sliding on this mud, going around these corners. And as we're going down, I'm like, this shit is winding and turning. And I'm like, if I didn't like hurt myself then and there, it could have been so much worse.
Yeah, you had a lot of sharp turns to go.
It was not.
You're lucky you fell over on the flattest part.
Yeah, because I would have fucking died. I would have died. Ryan was supposed to go down that shit, dude. Manager Ryan was supposed to go down that trail. And the only
I reckon Ryan can do it better than you. I think you have bad coordination with extreme sports. Dude. Do you remember when you skateboarded? I do. This is an accusation, but do you remember when you fell off that skateboard with Tony Hawk and embarrassed yourself?
Oh, you did not just bring that up, bro.
I don't think that you were well suited to extreme sports,
dude,
at all.
Dude, you had a helmet on, man.
You had a helmet on.
Hey, leave my fucking final on.
Yeah, dude. Fuck you. Dude,
you had a helmet
fuck
on?
You.
I think that Ryan could have gone down that mountain, no problem.
The only reason Ryan couldn't go up that mountain is because the staff caught him smoking a bong right before in his car. They walk out to his car. They're like, "Oh, where's this guy? He just paid for everything. Let's go, like get him suited up."
Yeah.
And they walk out. They go, "Hey, is everything ready?" And like he just bong in hand, looking at him like, "I'll just be a moment." And they're like, "You can't go up. You're not going up." And
literally,
like,
they know that you were also extremely high. And so was everyone else, pretty much.
Yeah.
To be fair, like, smoke. Mountain biking is a pretty sketchy thing to do the first time you do it. Because it is, like, sent down a fucking mountain.
When we went kayaking after the mountain biking. And when we did that, we talked to the dude that was setting it up. He goes, "Oh, you went mountain biking? Where'd you go?" We told him, and he goes, "Oh, yeah, like, a month ago, someone died there. Straight up died."
At least, like, I think they said, like, 3 people had died there in the time they'd been open or something.
Yeah, no, in, like, the last 3 months.
One a month, baby. You
like,
ruined their record.
That days since last accident sign, and we just saw the zero going up, like, as we arrived.
Yeah, the dude who checked me out when we went down, because he was like, "Yeah, I legally have to, like, check you and make sure you're good." And he was just like, "Can you believe it's my last day on the job?" I was like, "Really?" He goes, "Yeah, if this happened a day after you, you know, you'd probably have to like go to a hospital." And I was like, "Well, that's great."
I want to see Swagasaurus try surfboarding next. And then maybe
we're talking about going wakeboarding or some shit.
Yeah. Oh, wakeboarding would be sick.
Yeah. Put me on a jet ski or something, dude. Something with like control.
Jet ski.
But one of those little jet skis.
If you go on a jet ski, you're gonna get lost.
I'll send
like
a
DJ Khaled
on a jet ski. If you get me one, I'll do it. I'll do it over there.
What
right
is it with backflips? You keep hurting yourself.
Nah, man. Just recover and repeat.
Recover and repeat.
Both these guys are bad at extreme sports.
What?
Case closed.
Dude. Recover and repeat actually reminds me. I had a friend when I was younger who was a competitive mountain biker, and he was recover and repeat. Like it was just, it seemed like every fucking race he did, he would come back with like a severe back injury or like a broken leg or a broken arm or something. Just be in a cast for a couple months and then back out there.
Yeah, it's like they say, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah.
He's
made entirely of titanium now.
Yeah. Strange.
Fuck!
You dropped your oyster.
I've never broken a bone.
Neither.
Have you?
Kind of. Hairline fracture. And then
you fractured your hairline?
I got the same thing.
You got it bad.
What the fuck? What are you saying to my client?
It was like a fracture that got worse because I kept walking on it and I didn't know it was fractured, and then I had to be in a cast for like 3 months. Mm. Sucked. Fucking leg. And then I walked on my cast for like 2 weeks. And then
just
had
for
it
fun?
Because I was so fucked. The crutches are so badass, this guy.
Yeah, crutches hurt. Crutches, I tried your crutches, they suck.
Under my arms was hurting for like 4 days.
I'm never having crutches. If I stub my toe, it's wheelchair time.
I just hopped around the house, scooted around on my
computer chair, easy as that. Yeah.
The ones that you had were weird. They were like so old school looking. I'm used to those ones where they clamp around your hand.
You're used to the Walt Jr. crutches.
Yeah, the Walt Jr.
Yeah,
ones.
The fucking cerebral palsy crutches.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm not quite at that level, but
you could be with a little bit of practice. You could look like one.
Speaking of being decrepit, Queen died. Cheers to that old bag of bones. Cheers. Rest in peace. Probably going to be a while since she died when this comes out. But
I heard that she
died recently. She died like last week.
I heard that she was reincarnated as Trisha Paytas's baby.
That's what Twitter was saying.
Nice.
Yeah.
So Trisha Paytas had a baby like after the Queen died?
Well, like her stomach dilated or something. Whatever the fuck
happened.
Her stomach dilated?
Yeah, I don't know how you talk in pregnancy terms.
So like, so basically, if you don't know how pregnancy works.
Yeah,
so
I of course don't know how pregnancy works.
So basically the tummy dilates and then the baby's ready to go. Yeah, ready to go right through the doctors call it a navel, but it's more commonly referred to as the belly button.
So it comes out the belly button?
So it'll dilate, and then like the child would be pushed through the belly button canal, and it'll be covered.
So through the belly button.
It'll be covered in like a slim film of slime and goo.
Okay.
Interesting.
Can I FaceTime Elise and get you to explain this to her?
Oh, she'd already know.
The nurse told her something completely different.
Yeah. What
the
fuck? Sounds like you'd be misinformed.
Yeah.
He's a doctor. You can tell by his bow tie and his stupid chainmail.
Yeah. Don't trust mainstream fucking big pharma, man.
Yeah.
Big I know pharma. What this shit's about.
Trisha Paytas just had to steal the Queen's moment.
Did she?
And steal the Queen.
She didn't.
I thought
she
the
didn't
Queen lived her moment pretty well.
The Queen did live her moment well, but then Trisha Paytas had to be alone and be like, I'm also having a baby.
Dude, think of all the depressed corgis.
Three babies. Yeah,
what?
Bro.
Wait,
corgis,
three babies?
Corgi stock is down so bad right now.
Corgi stock's down.
Dude, and goose stock.
Goose stock.
Wait,
goose
no, is it swans?
Swans.
Swans. Swan stock,
my Ethereum went down last week.
Your what?
My Ethereum.
Your Ethereum?
Yeah.
The Queen was so heavily invested.
I sold it, man.
The entire Ethereum economy was resting on the back of the Queen.
Keep your $5 Aussie notes because they're going up in value.
It's so true.
I'm telling you, bro.
All your coins.
They're going to be worth $10.
We were having a conversation at a party last night about when is the royal family just not going to be like so uncool that just no one even wants to be the leader anymore.
Yeah, dude, I'm waiting for like this new guy, King Charles, to die, and then for like the new young hip King William to come in and say, guys, royal family NFTs. You know, it's just the Queen, a QR code of the Queen. She pops up like a hologram on your phone. She goes, oh my days, you're so. And then she like spells it out, guys,
like
again.
Who are the grandchildren of the royal family right now? Who are the young ones that are going to grow up to be fucking leaders of the kingdom?
Prince Charles, isn't it?
Dude, I'm a goddamn American. I don't give a fuck about the fucking
stupid. Well, we were talking about how
family.
Like there are some like newborns, right? The royal family.
Yeah.
Sure, like 5-year-olds, right?
Yeah.
James, isn't it?
I don't fucking know. That's why I'm asking.
Dude, they can make more kids at a moment's notice. They just call up their cousins, then boom.
I just feel like these people are like going to like posh private school, and all of their classmates are like, yeah, the royal family's cringe. And they're just gonna not wanna be fucking king, queen.
I don't know, I don't think I could turn down being the queen.
If you execute
all those people when they're older.
Yeah.
Would you imagine if like the-
Can you deny being that?
You're like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, you can. That's so cringe, we don't have anyone lined up.
Are you sure about this?
That's what the silly little ginger guy did.
The silly little ginger guy.
What's his name?
Ed Sheeran?
Harold?
Harold.
Prince Harry?
Oh, Harry.
Oh, that's the kid.
That's not the kid. Prince Harry's the redhead guy that was like, I don't want to be king. I don't want to be king. I want to date this actress.
Right. Oh, yeah, Meghan Markle.
Yeah,
who was on Suits, by the way?
She was on Suits.
Isn't that weird?
She never wore a suit, though, in Suits, did she?
I'm sure she probably wore a suit at least once.
No, she just wore sexy dresses the whole time.
Thank you very much.
What does that mean?
You're on a show called Suits?
Yeah, well, she was like a paralegal.
Season 1
was
good.
We're getting off topic.
Paralegal?
Yeah, just a paralegal. She wasn't even a real lawyer, dude.
But if there's a paralegal, does that mean there's two?
Yeah.
Paralegals too, yes. Yeah. I know this because you're my client.
There's a pair. It's a pair of legals.
Yeah, she was a Siamese twin, okay, if you must know.
What? Okay, what does your race have to do with anything?
Dude, when are we going to have a gay queen?
Siamese.
So true. There's a really fantastic movie called The Favorite about a gay queen. Oh. I recommend
Wait,
everyone
is there
watch
such
it.
Thing as a gay queen?
Well, she's not actually gay. She just gets her pussy eaten a bunch by another woman. But, you know, she might
I mean,
be,
it sounds pretty gay.
It sounds like
it's kind of gay. I'm not going to lie. It's kind of gay. It's really, kind of a gay
it's
queen.
It's really pretty fucking gay.
But it's a really good movie. It's good.
It's not gay unless you, like, fondling each other's titties.
They
like,
did have a bit of that as well. It was actually Emma Stone. Emma Stone ate the queen's pussy
but
in this
movie.
But
if they had socks.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit, if I need to watch this movie.
You would like this movie. It's really funny.
Yeah. If they had socks on.
What?
Socks.
Socks? I don't follow.
He's saying it's only gay if your socks are on or something.
Oh, yeah, is that what you tell yourself when you fall asleep every night?
Yes.
You recall all the gay shit you did?
And your boyfriend's arms. Socks off. He's not my boyfriend. He's just a really good man.
Wait, so socks off, it's not gay, or socks on?
You know what? Doesn't matter, mate.
Socks on or off.
Wait, what do you mean it doesn't matter? You just said it sounds like it matters.
Some things are just best left unknown.
It's okay to be gay.
As long as you keep your socks on.
Yeah. What if they're... Ugg boots.
Ugg boots? Well,
no, Ugg boots are gay.
Yeah, Ugg boots are gay by default. Can I have some of that caviar?
Yeah, can
you please pass the caviar? Jesus Christ.
I reached for it and you pulled it away.
Yeah, it was really disrespectful.
I'm sorry.
Toby is starving. Queen died, the world's moving on, man.
Yeah.
British people in shambles.
Dude, Britain fell off. Great Britain? Someone's gonna have to change the name.
They sort of just ran out of people to colonize, I think, and then they just stopped spreading.
Yeah, shit Britain.
And they kind of became irrelevant, you know?
You know, they should try to colonize the internet. It's like the last final frontier.
It is the last frontier. Or the metaverse.
Or the metaverse.
There's gonna be so many colonist pigs in the metaverse just taking up virtual space.
Can I box Mark Zuckerberg in metaverse?
You can do anything in the metaverse.
Have you guys seen that footage of Mark Zuckerberg working out?
Dude, he looks insane. He looks insane in there, bro.
He's got AI precision.
Dude, yeah, he's maxed out.
He's got aimbot.
Yeah.
And he's like thinking all these stocks while he's doing it.
Stocks. He's probably thinking about... I don't know, the meeting with Congress he has later that week. Mm. One of these days, he's just going to beat up everyone in Congress when they ask him some dumb shit about Facebook. He's just going to get up there and slap the shit out of them. That's what he's training for.
And then he's going to eat some flies with his lizard tongue.
Yeah, I like to imagine that Mark Zuckerberg, whenever he smells something really good, his tongue slithers out of his mouth, his forked tongue, and then he smells the air to get more of the scent.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's like, who do I fucking rip off next?
I mean, surely he's not motivated by money anymore, right?
Like, no, it's just the sick kick and the thrill of fucking
Bro, Facebook
beating
said it's peak, man. What do you mean?
Is it?
It's got to be the competition, right?
this guy.
Did you just say Facebook said it's peak?
Yeah, it says peak.
Dude, Meta.
Who uses it?
Meta's at its peak.
Facebook owns Instagram, I guess, so maybe.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, Instagram's probably
Facebook's, I haven't heard many complaints about Facebook these days.
Isn't it, other than that, it's only for old people.
But isn't it Meta? Isn't it Meta now?
Meta? Is that a pun for Meta?
Does anyone actually call it
No.
that?
No. Oh, this... Read. Just read anything.
I just read Goosebumps.
Just read anything. What's your favorite Goosebumps book?
I don't know. I was like 10 when I read them.
Yeah?
Yeah, what was the last book you read?
Goosebumps.
No, legit. Like, the last book... Full front to back book.
Fuck. I don't know. Goosebumps.
Which one?
No.
It must have been like Skullduggery?
Skullduggery Pleasant. That isn't Goosebumps. Can you name any that are.
Skullduggery.
Anything that isn't by R.L. Stein?
Oh, fuck, dude. You put me on the spot here.
I'm the same. Last book I read
books.
Was
I read books, I promise.
Oh, yeah. Name five.
I have a whole library.
Name five.
In my house.
Name five books.
I have a whole library.
Name five books.
Harry Potter 1, 2, 3, 4.
I mean, he named five books.
Yeah. All right, now you name five books.
Yeah, go on.
You name them. All right, okay. We got Brave New World. We got 1984.
Okay, let's go well, please.
A Handmaid's Tale.
You didn't read that.
What about the one about the mental asylum?
Yeah.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
I read that recently. It's a great book.
Good book.
Gulag Archipelago.
Did you just say Gulag Archipelago?
Yeah, Mein Kampf. That's another famous book.
It's like a book about prisons in the Gulag, and they're just singing a cappella.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, the
pitch slightly off.
Yeah. Snowpiercer.
All right, this guy clearly reads.
Yeah, we get it.
What a pussy.
Man.
What a bookworm. Nerd.
You should try some Dr. Seuss one time.
Yeah, you should
read. Set your mind a bit.
Yo, Dr. Seuss is fire.
He's a racist.
Yeah, but he's got some fire rhymes.
Yeah, it's true.
I've been reading a lot of books lately.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, like I read this one about a little baby lion that's going to be king one day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
is that just
the Lion King?
No, it's different.
Is it?
Yeah. I read it to a belly.
Oh, you're reading children's books to the belly?
Yeah.
That's so cute. What the fuck?
Toby, if you ever...
The baby loves it. It, like, kicks around and shit.
I was going to ask, with your new baby on the way, your baby, are you going to, like, put headphones on the tummy and, like, shoot
No, I just rap to it.
You just
stand there and spin it.
Just old Fitz freestyle videos.
The baby's going to come out. Oh. Shit, is that Fitz?
Your baby's gonna
You didn't tell me your friends are Fitz!
Baby's gonna come out speaking in subtitles.
It's gonna come out just fucking throwing up blood.
Yeah, dude. Wu Tang 36 chambers on repeat. That's so cute though.
It's actually crazy because you read them a book and like then you can like see the fucking foot like kicking and shit.
Does the fetus have a Goodreads
like,
account?
Stop fucking reading. What?
does the fetus have a Goodreads account? Reviewing the Lion King? Like, yeah, it was kind of mid. Didn't really trust the narrative.
Well, it sucks because this whole book is about a son and his father.
Yeah.
And now it's like, if I got you by my side, Dad, I'll be a great king. But like, my son doesn't have a father.
Right.
He ran away.
Yeah, you need some like some lesbian friendly children's books.
Yeah, we found some.
Yeah. There probably are a lot these days.
Yeah.
Times have changed. Yeah.
It's a great market. If you ever want to get into any market, get into the games.
Yeah, write children's books about women that eat pussy.
Harlot's Web.
Harlot's Web.
Harlot's Web.
You know what a harlot is, Mason?
No. Would you like some more caviar?
It's just a promiscuous young woman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Good to know.
Have you ever seen Easy A?
Emma Stone.
Yeah. Oh.
Who's Easy A?
Emma eating the Queen's ass is going to get her stone.
Why you bring up Easy A?
Because you said Harlot's Web and it just reminded me of that.
Oh.
Because isn't she called a harlot?
See any good movies recently, Mason?
Not really.
Yeah.
I have.
There's I really like really the new Thor.
I didn't see it.
I didn't see that.
It's like overly like funny.
Oh, we're talking
and
about
it doesn't really make sense, but it's
we're talking about actual movies.
Oh, sorry.
Never mind.
What is that supposed to mean?
I thought we were talking about like sophisticated films, like Anal Pirates 3-5.
Oh yeah. What was that fucked up movie we watched at the snow?
Oh, fucking
Sodom.
Hundred Days of Sodom. Yeah, something like that.
Everyone should watch that.
Have you seen?
We ended up stopping the film right as they put nails in the cheesecake to feed the naked women, and all I could think about was like, oh man, what actually happens after that scene? The fact that we stopped there disturbed me more than I think the actual scene preceding would have.
Yeah, it's the not knowing that's really killing.
Yeah.
Yes.
So now I have to watch the whole movie.
Yeah.
I've watched Game of Thrones lately.
Is it good?
Pretty interesting.
Well, a
lot of interesting scenes, for sure.
A lot of titties in that.
A lot of titties. A lot of everything. It's a good series.
Yeah, they've just made the new one, or they're making the new one.
The Dragons.
House of the Dragon. A lot of titties in that, too. Mm. Staying true to the series. Faithful.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, this has been the current media and literature section of the podcast.
Yeah. Queen died, books are good. Book stocks are up.
Queen died,
movie
books
stocks
are good,
down.
Movie bad.
Don't buy corgis anymore. You'll lose your money.
Yep, and fuck the geese, up them.
Yeah, no swans.
Swans.
Yeah.
Geese are okay.
Geese are kind of like just average swans.
Yeah, geese are just shit swans.
Who do you want to win the grand final?
That's why they're so angry.
The grand final?
The footy grand final
fuck
next
off.
Week.
Fuck off, we're not talking about the footy, you dog.
The Crowies.
Dude, no, I was just saying, I'm banging him out because you don't know the teams.
I was going to
say,
he's
not even in it.
What is it? Is it,
is Fremantle in it?
I don't even know.
Is it Collingwood?
I don't know.
Yeah,
can't discuss this because no one's gonna. Americans think about what the fuck.
But
the
thing that's stupid is that this guy's like, who do you think's gonna be in the final? I'm like, I don't know who, and he's like, oh, I don't know. Fucking idiot.
Dude, I was in a store the other day, and this little kid was running around. He had a lot of energy, and he kept running up to me and be like, "Who are you rooting for at the footy tonight?" And I just kept saying, "I have no fucking idea, man. Like, I honestly did not follow."
And he kept coming up.
And then he just looked so disappointed in me that I didn't know, like. In his world, everyone knows.
You should have said, you know who I'm rooting for, man. You know who I'm rooting for. And he would be like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, instead I just cussed this child out. And
he'll be like, yes, yes, Fitz, yes. Yes. I mean, some people do think that everyone follows footy.
It's true.
Like I just watch like everything, just UFC, footy, good rugby game every now and then.
I will say live sports is something else. You know, seeing it in this actual stadium,
No, I haven't.
Incredible. You know what?
You've never seen a live sport?
Yes, I have.
I've seen what? I've seen water sports.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Girl, dude, what's with you in water sports, mate?
It was a girl pissing on herself in a tub.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Which team were you rooting for there?
Fuck. I don't know, man. It was
just rooting for your own mental health.
Really, really just rooting for myself, dude. Feeling like I gotta stop watching this shit.
Rooting for your erection. Got it. Aren't erections a funny thing?
Humorous.
Humorous.
You know what's funny about erections?
What's that, Toby?
Is that for some reason, when you have an erection and you express some semen,
yeah,
you have this sudden clarity.
Yeah.
Why is that?
You no longer feel aroused.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why that is. I guess because if you didn't have that, you would just keep fucking.
Dude, Mitchell showed me.
Which would be a problem.
Yeah, you don't want to do that too much.
Nothing would get done.
Mitchell showed me a Reddit post yesterday of a dude who he told a story. It was where what's the weirdest place you've ever masturbated, right?
Oh yeah.
Which is a great question we could all circle back to after this.
Uh-huh.
But he said it was what's the weirdest place you ever masturbated to? And the guy said it was on train tracks. The guy was suicidal and he was waiting for the train to hit him, so he was lying down for like 10 minutes and he got bored waiting for the train. And so he said, you know what?
I have a quick wank.
I'm just gonna have a wank. And he fucking beat off, came on these railroad tracks, and then he was like, he's posting a clip, he was like, what are you doing, man? And then he got his life together and got some help.
However, I feel like that's kind of just a roundabout way of him avoiding that he just has a train fetish. He just made up that sort of justify
himself. Maybe he's got a suicide fetish.
He was like, oh, since I'm already here, I guess I'll jerk off. No, he obviously went there with the intention of like, I love fucking trains so much.
Dude, he's like, oh, the train's going by. He's like, yeah, look at that fucking caboose. Yeah, look at that fucking caboose. I bet you're packed with fucking coal. Yeah, no. You dirty little train fucking slut.
Trains are dirty little sluts.
That's a fun fact here. That's almost like a 100% guaranteed real fact by Fitch. Trains, dirty whores. Dirty fucking, dirty, disgusting, slutty whore cunts.
Wow. You ever seen that guy?
That was out of his, that's straight from the Fitz's mouth.
That's straight from the Fitz's mouth. That's going to be the name of my new show.
Speaking of train fetishes.
Yeah.
See that guy Francis that has the GoPro on his face?
Yeah.
And he loves trains.
Oh, he loves trains so much.
And then all of a sudden, starts working with Gucci. And like Louis Vuitton.
Hey man, I coined that with the Skyblock thing in Misfits.
Yeah, he stole my bit. You should be working with Gucci.
Nah, that's it. Here's what we're gonna do.
What do you propose?
We're gonna kidnap him.
Gonna kidnap, what's the train guy
called? Francis.
Francis the train
spotter? We're gonna kidnap a kid named Francis.
Yeah. Gonna lock him up in a room and put a GoPro on his head?
We're gonna lock him up in a room, put a GoPro on his head.
Just said that.
And then we're gonna ask him, what's the weirdest place you ever masturbated, guys? Come on, back on topic here.
And then we leaked that footage.
I'm like trying to think. I can't think of anywhere weird. I know I probably have, I just can't think of it.
Okay, all right. Everyone here is a fucking angel. Everyone's an angel, right? No one here's ever jacked off in a high school bathroom.
I have.
When I was in high school? I haven't.
I don't remember, but like, that's just where I would have.
I don't remember.
It's over the urinal?
I'm pretty sure I've jacked off on stream.
What? You slapped your fucking chorizo around on stream?
I didn't have a camera on.
Oh, what's the fun in that?
Yeah.
Let her finish the story. Wait, what are you actually saying right now?
Well, he's just talking about weird situations in which...
Did you not know
you were
lying?
This is a long stream and you were like, well, I get this out of the way now.
Yeah, I don't really remember why I did it, but I did it.
For the thrill.
Yeah, I think it was probably for the thrill.
It was probably for the thrill.
Someone found that VOD.
What?
I also once left the room. Nah, I shouldn't say that.
I find the VOD. Wait, so you were having a stream, you were off cam, you turned the cam off?
I think my cam was like already off. Right. Maybe like I saw something on Twitter or something.
I was like, that's kind of hot.
That
is actually crazy.
Might just have a quick jack while I wait for the viewers to get here.
You gotta unfollow those girls, man. You gotta unfollow them.
I have a fear of like my webcam being on during stream. So like I always check my camera now when I walk off.
You mean like when you end stream, you're afraid of it still being on by accident and then they catch you spanking your monkey?
I don't want to pull a Prezzo.
That's one of the, I feel like that's like every streamer's worst fear is that you're beating off to the porn you know you shouldn't be beating off to.
Am I live? Browser showing on the source.
Yeah, you're like, am I live? Dude, but like when I'm done with stream, I turn everything off, I mute everything, and like it's so even if it was on, it would just be black and nothing. But dude, I've heard through the grapevine some YouTubers, I'm not gonna name any YouTubers or streamers by name, because that would be bad. But I heard like some of them have completely different setups for streaming.
What?
Streaming and gaming, and then one is just straight up for porn. And look.
It might just be
sure you want to be safe, but also, what fucking porn are you watching, bro? What the fuck are you watching that, you know, what is it just,
I feel like that's just something you do. That sounds like something that you would do 100%.
I have no fear. I have,
you just said you knew
what
everything.
Do you mean?
I have two
you're
setups.
You're very secretive about your identity, though.
Yeah, well, I don't give a fuck, you know, people watch. Compared to everyone else, I watch relatively normal porn.
Really?
Yeah.
I wish I could say the same.
Why'd you say compared to everyone else?
Hey, how do you know?
What do you think we watch, huh?
I think everyone kind of watches pretty fucked up shit these days.
Yeah.
No? Just me? All right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think about the strangest place I've ever jerked off.
Yeah, I was there when they said anything, you know, now I'm worried.
I don't think I've done it in a plane before. I don't think.
It's illegal.
I know. Maybe I did it just because, though.
I'm my own client.
I think I had a wet dream on a plane once.
Really?
Yeah, which is terrifying.
I never had a wet dream.
Because you're like, what did I do when I was sleeping?
You never had a wet dream?
Never.
You've never had a wet dream?
Never.
Bullshit.
You've never had a dream where you were just fucking?
Yeah, always, yeah, but I never, like, come in the dream.
It's not
well,
cum,
no,
it's
no.
Like a, yeah.
It's like an ooze.
No, never. Never have woken up sticky.
Huh.
You gotta,
he's got his shit together.
I pissed myself.
He's got his shit together.
Like, I've obviously pissed myself.
Yeah.
But I'm like, there I came in my sleep.
I've pissed myself.
We gotta get this guy a pipe cleaner, because something's clogging me, man.
No, man, I just keep
get
an empty tank.
A little pipe cleaner and fucking ramrod that shit down?
My tank just be empty,
I think,
bro.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you have an empty tank, it's not gonna happen.
I've been.
But how do you have an empty tank? Is your balls sucked flat?
Bro, I've been orgasming since before I even produced cum.
Oh.
Important business call.
I mean, I think wet dreams only occur
alive.
When you haven't came in a while. Is this
yeah, right? Yeah. Surely you have to have a build up.
Yeah.
Now?
We're in the middle of a podcast, man.
All right, I'll be right back.
Really? Really? Okay. Can we come with you?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
If you want. I just have to call this person back.
Yeah, no worries. Let me finish this piece of steak and I'll join you.
The steak is amazing. So yummy.
Thank you.
Sensational.
Delightful. I kind of, part of me wants to get a piece of steak and put a little bit of caviar on it.
Mm.
I think that might be sacrilegious.
You should do that.
Yeah, I should do that.
If only you could reach the caviar.
Let me just get up.
Can you believe how rude that bastard is?
What a bastard.
That's my thing. You can't say bastard.
What a cocksucker.
That's okay.
A little bit of cav?
It felt forced.
It did. Cocksucker isn't something that Aussies say.
Not really.
New Zealanders.
Cocksucker?
Yeah.
You call him like a tosser or something.
Tosser.
Does tosser come from salad tosser, which means anal sex?
That's not what tossing your salad is.
Isn't tossing your salad?
No, it's when you
sex?
Eat someone's ass while jacking.
Yeah, man, I'll see you in about half hour. Bring the package. I'll meet you there.
He's actually on the phone.
Sounds good.
Oh, wait, was that real?
I thought he was just having a cigarette. He's actually on a call. What the hell? Who's calling him? Anyways, what I'm trying to say is I don't think I've really ever been one to jack off in unusual places. I don't think I've ever even jerked off outside.
Have you jacked off at a friend's house?
Oh. No.
No.
I 100% have.
I've jerked off like staying at a place with friends, but like that's
yeah,
normal.
That's not the same.
It's like a multiple day situation. Not even once. Ryan says he thinks that I've jacked off at his house, which is only partially true.
I've jacked off to Ryan's house.
The house has some curves, I have to admit. Very busty house.
Yeah, yeah, that's just a little thing.
Yep.
Mm. Nice tight door.
Yeah. I jack off to, like, when you go to like a fast food restaurant and you see the giant stack of cups. I guess
Oi,
so fucking
the package is coming around 7.
Yeah. What?
7 o'clock.
What?
Alright.
What?
7 o'clock, that's all I'm saying.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
It's just something about like all the cups. It's like, I think it's the cup size that really gets me off.
I see the joke now.
What joke?
I think he just jacks off.
I think he's just saying that he likes to jack off.
I masturbate publicly in McDonald's.
What sort of cup size are you into, Swagger? Small cups, big cups?
Go with a grande.
Grande. That's grande. Like...
Really, you like those big boys.
Yeah.
No, what? There's big one above milkers. Grande, right?
Venti?
Venti.
That's below. That's one below.
And Grande's the big one, like Ariana.
Oh, I thought Venti was the biggest.
I feel, isn't it fucking like, doesn't it make you so fucking angry that Ariana Grande's last name is Grande when she herself is actually quite small in frame?
Yeah, I gotta say, of all
the
things
in
the world.
It should be more like
Ariana Petit.
Like Ariana Petit, you fucking bitch. Sorry.
That's all right.
Big Swagger hates women.
You're doing that thing again.
I don't hate women. I just hate, look. I got this suit, the sleeves remind me of Ariana Grande, and it pisses me off.
Ah, yes.
I see.
Yeah.
So it's not because you're a raging misogynist. That's like part of, yeah, like a little bit. Yeah. I mean, it's in all of us.
Yeah,
it's,
and I'm like,
it's normal.
We're all jealous of Ariana Grande because she got to fuck Pete Davidson. And he just looks like he's got a little dirty bush.
Pete Davidson? Are you getting Pete Davidson confused with Mac Miller?
No.
Oh, wait.
She also dated Pete Davidson. Yeah. Are we really talking about this right now?
Sorry, not important.
Fun fact, Pete Davidson's got Crohn's.
Oh,
that's why his eyes are
oh
so
my God, that makes
dark.
Sense.
That's why he's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like he has Crohn's.
What the fuck have I walked back in?
Why did you say 7 o'clock? What does that mean?
We'll talk about it after.
All right.
Yeah. Even though it's what? What's the time?
It's a little secret.
I thought you were like giving me directions. Like 7 o'clock, it's a bit late.
All right, well, I reckon we've reached that point in the podcast where we talk about the video that we recently shot.
Videos?
Videos. I mean, we shot a couple of videos.
Yeah.
But I think the most exciting one to talk about is that we all did stand-up comedy recently.
Yes, we did.
Crazy.
Which is nuts.
Crazy experience.
A fucking ridiculously nerve-wracking video.
Never doing that again. Never doing that again.
I'd maybe do it again.
Maybe something similar. I don't know about writing 5 minutes of stand-up again.
To be fair, it was a short period that we had to write it. I reckon if you had a few months.
Even then, man, no.
Because your set was great.
Okay,
thank you.
Here's the video, just so that the viewers are all clued in and on board with us. So we had the idea, it was actually my idea, that the Misfits each do...
Yeah, that was what a great idea.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, you know, you're welcome, because you all did great.
Totally didn't say I fucked a couch or anything.
The idea was this. The idea was to get a bunch of... You guys are quite...
Funny bone. Not funny.
Mason actually just hit his funny bone. Not funny.
Not funny, man.
All right. Can I talk about the video idea now? Is that okay with
that
you guys?
That was disgusting.
Just yeah. Part.
The video idea was this. We get a bunch of Australian comedians, well-known professionals, people that are funny for a living, good at their jobs, right?
Yeah, like who?
Like Lewis Spears.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
he's pretty funny.
Like Luke Kigel.
Yeah.
Like Mark Rubin.
Mm.
Like Frenchie.
Frenchie?
These were the comedians that we got on board for our video. And each of them is assigned to us. It was us four that did it. So Matt and Jay did not partake in the stand-up because it's fucking terrifying. I mean, fair enough.
Yeah, you can't hold it against them. That is a terrifying concept for a video.
I didn't want to do that shit.
Yeah, we each got assigned an Aussie comedian that was kind of going to be our coach, and we were all going to work on material and basically do 5 minutes each live in front of our fans into a theater.
Yes, pitched to us as a crowd of 80 people.
Yes, the amount of tickets that we agreed to sell was 80. We're like, that's
80.
Manageable. That's,
yeah, because,
we can do that.
Because it was like, oh, that's a lot of stress. We're going to be doing it in front of a crowd of people.
What if we bomb?
We'll start small.
Yeah.
We'll start small with just 80.
But anyway, I mean, we all kind of agreed to the idea pretty quickly. But then I think the reality set in and we realized just how difficult this was going to be and how terrifying this was.
It was easy.
Yeah.
Mason flip-flopped for a few weeks about whether he was going to do it or
last
not.
Last second, breathed it out. No fucking issue, mate.
Mason was like, yeah, I'll do that when he was drunk. And then he's like, I don't think this is actually my speed, guys. I don't think I can do this. But then...
You're telling things, mate.
Then to your credit, you fucking went ahead and you did that shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to sell... Wait, I heard you were going to sell your script.
No, I'm not going to sell it.
I'm selling mine.
I'm framing mine and keeping it as a momentum.
Sell it.
Yeah, okay. NFTs?
NFT.
Yeah.
Everything we do from the Misfits, we NFT portrait it.
Yeah.
We're just fucking business, aren't we?
You know Logan's 99 originals?
Yep.
We make 100.
That was sick. Sick idea.
Exactly. Except ours is scuffed. And I think we can sell the scripts.
Wow. We stand to make a lot of money from this. It's not like we're already going to make the scripts valueless by releasing a video where we say them out loud.
At least a band. At least a band, and a band is a band.
At least a band.
But a good, but a good band though, like AC/DC.
Yeah. I reckon Mason gets out for granted.
They're a good band.
We live in this area. We live near Crown.
Yep.
You turn that band onto 32 on roulette.
The gambling you're talking about. Yeah.
No. It's not gambling, but it's a team exercise.
Right.
This is team building.
Right.
So it's a tax write-off.
It's a net positive, because everyone's having fun.
It's not a tax write-off.
Sorry.
If you win, you don't pay taxes.
Listen, this is good jokes, mate, but I'm talking serious business. So, running on 32, times 36, then we buy stocks in Apple.
What's 1,000 times 36?
Enough for Apple to make more.
What does that even mean?
Did you just say, what's 1,000 times 30 cents, and he didn't answer?
Yes.
Listen, we're not doing simple maths here. We're thinking long term.
Listen, we're talking about a video that we just shot that was really funny.
Okay. I was just showing my stand-up skills.
So we all get to write in our material. Well, most of us get to write in our material. We all took different approaches to how we were going to, like work out what we were going to say.
We had 3 weeks.
Yeah.
We had basically about 3 weeks to write a 5-minute set to memorize and then perform that 5-minute set without looking at notes optimally.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 3 weeks for people that have no stand-up experience to write a 5-minute set is like, it's a reasonable ask.
Yeah. I was looking up like how, because stand-up's a scary thing. I think most people can acknowledge the idea of getting up on stage and trying to be funny and make people laugh is terrifying. And I looked it up, and apparently, like, public speaking is the number one fear for most people.
People fear public speaking. It goes public speaking, number one fear.
Yeah.
Second, buying a house.
Oh, really?
Third, dying.
Oh, wow. I didn't know about the house boom.
So as soon as I buy a house, right before it goes through, if I haven't died, so far, so good.
Yeah.
That's why, the checklist is like that. We did the stand-up. Now it's time to buy a house, and I'll fucking kill myself, and it'll be awesome. I have nothing left to fear.
But it was great. The coaching was very helpful. Finding me a coach was difficult, though.
Yeah.
First, we tried to find me a gay coach.
Because we were like, that would work, because Toby's gay.
They could help with some gay jokes and such.
Yeah.
Gay comedian couldn't come through.
Gay comedian.
So we thought, let's get a woman. Female comedian.
Yeah.
Very hard to come by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
She also fell through.
Yep.
Not because she wasn't funny, you fucking misogynist, but because she had an issue in her schedule.
Yeah, So, as usual, they dumped me with a straight white man.
Yes.
And he was fantastic.
He saved the dude, straight white people saved the day yet again.
Yeah.
Listen, I won't go that far, but...
It was funny. Toby, unfortunately, was like left it to the very last minute, or it was kind of
so
because you got paired up so late. You had like 3 days to prepare properly.
Yeah, so I had notes written down, but my notes were like general jokes. They hadn't been like solidified as like decent jokes yet. It was more just me like writing down random shit.
Yeah.
And then, so originally I was meant to like come down to Melbourne early and meet with my coach early. But just because we struggled to find someone for me, it got left to last minute. So I had, I met with the coach 2 days before the shoot.
Yeah.
So on 2 days before we did the stand up, we wrote the stand up.
Yeah.
And then I had a day to practice it. And somehow it actually went well.
It went really well. Yeah. I mean, for the record, get it out of the way, everyone did really, really well. And it was such a good night.
Yeah.
We were all like pacing backstage.
This guy, we were nervous as fuck.
I was.
Dude.
He didn't have a set until like a day or 2 days before.
Yeah.
When he actually started thinking about it, it would have been 3 days before the fucking show.
Yeah.
Hey Mason, how are you doing? Oh, it's in my head. I'm gonna leave it till the last minute so it's fresh in my head.
Just the fattest excuse.
I still winged it pretty well.
You did great.
I mean, it was fresh in your head, and you
well, like, because that's how my brain works. I do shit last minute, and everything works out better.
It was so fresh in his head that he just made it up on the spot.
It was so fresh in his head, he forgot, like, one of the core bits, or couldn't do one of the bits.
It was wrong, by the way. I was supposed to shooey, but I went up and said the joke just didn't correlate to any of the
he literally was given a coach to go through his routine. His coach was like, all right, you're gonna do this, this, and this. And he goes up, does that, and then also a completely separate joke story that he didn't tell his comedian about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But anyways, like, we had all this time to prep. We prepped, and then the day of, how did everyone feel? How was everyone doing on the day?
I felt fine leading up to it, and it wasn't till like the last hour, or like hour and a half, where I started feeling like shit. Like, I feel a bit sick. Like, I'm pretty anxious. Yeah. But then, you know what like turned it around for me was when we heard Lewis get up on stage, and when I heard how excited everyone in the crowd was and how loud and vocal they were, it was like all the fear just like went away, and I was like, no, this is gonna be great. They're excited for us.
When Lewis told the crowd what the video, because the crowd didn't really know what they were gonna see that night.
Yeah,
and Lewis was like, tonight you're gonna see the Misfits all attempt stand-up comedy for the first time.
They're
and the crowd
really
was kinda like, ooh.
Yeah, they were like, all like, and then Lewis was like, aw.
I looked at I looked at Mitchell and I was like, they don't believe in us. They just do not believe in us.
Because they were like, ooh, and then he goes, yeah, dude, I had such bad nerves. The day before was really bad, and then the day of, I woke up that morning, I was like, I'm gonna have something to eat. I had like an arancini ball, which is literally deep fried rice and cheese.
I had an arancini ball.
So
he said arancini for those of you who didn't fucking understand.
And the arancini ball.
Yeah.
Go
right?
On.
Okay, so I had it, expecting it to sit in my stomach snugly. And so I get a call from my friend back home. He goes, oh, it's your stand-up comedy thing today, dude. Oh, it's going to be so great. And I was like, dude, I'm shitting myself. He goes, it's okay, just run me through your routine. Like, let me hear your routine. Practice. And I was like, okay. I get halfway through my set on the phone with him, and I just start gagging. And I'm like, dude, I got to be right back. And, like, I just munt. Like, just straight up in the toilet, munt for like a solid 10, like good 5 minutes, go back to him, he's like, dude, are you gonna be okay? I'm like, I have no fucking idea. I was just sick, I was super anxious.
Yeah.
We finally get there, we rock up. Toby's doing her stand-up like a rehearsal with her comedian, and Ruben is shining lights in her eyes and like screaming and heckling.
The idea was that your first time doing stand-up comedy is so stressful, and you're so not ready for it, that it's like good to kind of get you used to doing your set with all the distractions. So he gets up on stage and starts off simple with like shining lights in my eyes, like swaying his head and doing stuff like that. Then he pulls a fake mustache out of his bag, puts a fake mustache on, grabs a gun, and like so aims it at me and he says, stop your set!
Actually, like it was this fake gun that looked super realistic. It was like a 1911 cap gun, and it was like, it had weight to it, and it was great. Yeah. And after that bit was done, I'm still shitting my pants, and I'm still so nervous, and I have these butterflies in my stomach that won't fucking go away. And I go up to Ruben after he's done, I go, Ruben, can I hold on to that gun? And he just started laughing, he's like, yeah, dude, sure. And as soon as I held the gun, dude, I felt in control.
That's so funny.
My nerves went away. I was like, it's okay, nothing can hurt me, I have a gun. And I ended up using it in my set.
You did,
but we're waiting backstage. I think everyone else is in the green room. I'm out front, right behind the stage, and Lewis is opening up the show. And he does the whole, it's this Misfits' first attempt at comedy. People are like, ooh. And then he goes, yeah, they think they're coming out to only 80 people. And then I hear a roar of laughter. And I was like, there's no way it's 80 people. And then he goes, yeah, it's more like 300 in here.
Yep.
And I'm like, what?
We got stitched up.
And I look around, and Ryan and Mitchell's there. Mitchell has the camera. And I'm like, you fucking assholes, like that. And then he goes, shh, shh, don't tell them, don't tell them. Like, they didn't hear, don't tell them.
Yeah.
So I had to keep it a secret.
I still had no idea.
You went out first.
I went out first. So like, I was very nervous on the day, but I wasn't as nervous because I had actually practiced my material in front of like open mics a couple weeks before. So I wrote my set, and then I linked up with Lewis, who was my coach, Lewis Spears. And he took me to, like, you know, where you would start comedy in Melbourne normally. He took me to like this underground bar where I performed my material in front of like 15 people, which was awful and terrifying. Dude, I was so nervous. I think 15 people is kind of worse than like a huge crowd.
Because
like, it was like 5 members of the public and then like 10 comedians.
Yeah, oh, that's all right. That's a good ratio.
And they had no idea who
but
I was.
The comedians would probably have a tendency not to laugh.
Yeah, well, they're more judgmental.
It's competitive.
Yeah. But they were really kind actually, and you know, I was so nervous though. I took my little book up with me where I'd written down everything I was gonna say like out completely in freehand, and you know, I kind of kept looking down at that, and I don't know, this footage of me performing, and I just looked so not confident. And then right after that, I did pretty well though. Like to be fair, like I got good laughs, and like it gave me confidence that my material worked. And right after that spot, I went to another place, which was more like 30 people, maybe like 35 people, in a more well-lit environment.
So you got 2 attempts before the main thing.
I did. I got 2 attempts in one night.
Fucking lucky you, mate.
Well, you could have done that if you wanted. Yeah. I took initiative.
The thing about a crowd of like 15 people is that if you've got a crowd of 300 and half of them don't laugh at one of your jokes, you've still got 150 people laughing. It's still loud. It's still crazy.
Yeah.
If you go have a crowd of 15
and, then
and half of them don't laugh, you'd notice it.
You just get one person go, ha. Yeah. But yeah, it went really well in front of 30 people as well. And after that, I had a huge rush of adrenaline. Like, okay, I've actually performed the material now. I know it kind of works. Yeah. Now I know what I need to work on, what I need to change.
Props to you though, because if you hadn't stood on stage first, I don't think anyone else probably would have been keen to.
I don't know. I mean,
like, because we were all fucking peasant.
I was
kind
of keen to get it out of the way first.
I had to go last, dude. It was awful. Yeah.
When
I was just waiting.
I originally thought I was going to be, I thought Mason was first, and then it was going to be me, then Swagger, then Fitz. Mm. And then I get there on the day, and I hear that Fitz is up first, and I'm after Fitz, and I was like, fuck. Like, Fitz is the one that's, he's practiced, he's got experience and everything. Like, I was really hoping he was going to be last to, like, close it out nicely.
Yeah.
But we're, like, getting the person with experience out of the way right away, and then I have to follow it. And I was a little stressed about having to follow Fitz.
You said that when you went on stage, you're like, I can't believe I had to follow this guy. What the fuck?
It went well, dude. Everyone's set was, like, uniquely theirs.
I mean, like, what a feeling when you're done. What a feeling when, like, you tell your joke and you get a response from 300 people live and they're all laughing. Like,
when I wing my story.
Totally addictive feeling.
Yeah. When I wing my story, I don't know how I pulled that off.
Luke and Lewis were saying that they said that they thought my set was the best set they've heard about being trans. Like, ever.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, that's
way better than Chappelle's material.
Dude, it was a great set because it wasn't preachy, because it wasn't, like, virtuous. It was just straight funny. It was just straight jokes.
And you just had such a good story as well.
Yeah, the story is so fucking funny.
Anyway, it was so much fun.
But, you know, we did, like, a bunch of workshops with our comedian. We helped each other out during the whole thing. So
I didn't do anything. I just gambled with friendship.
Yeah, this guy went out with his comedian. Tell us what you did with your comedian.
We just got Macca's. Drank a couple of beers at a pub, fanged a wheelchair around the suburbs.
Oh yeah, because this was after he did his backflip and fucking hurt his foot.
Yeah, because I couldn't walk properly, so I had to be in a wheelchair. And then we just drank beers, fanged around the wheelchair in the streets, and then just gambled.
You went to Crown. What happened?
I put $25 on zero on green on roulette. Somehow won.
Nice.
Times 32, I think.
Yep.
That's crazy.
You would have made away with like a grand.
Yeah. And I don't know how I won that, but...
Well, it was a good omen for the night. 2 wins back to back.
It was so funny because it was like Ruben came to the office and we sat down. There was like 10 of us in this like conference room. And we were sitting there for a few hours chatting through my set, like getting it nailed out. And then Mason, right afterwards, his workshop was just him going out and getting wasted.
Yeah.
And
it worked out for you.
That warmed me up for the night. Because I was just like... I don't know how to wing that story.
Yeah.
I pulled the Minecraft joke out of my ass.
Yeah, dude, it was good. Yeah.
We won't spoil any else of the material. I can't wait to see the video come together. It's
this going to be after the...
No, this is going to go out before the video goes out.
Okay. All right, no spoilers.
Oh, yeah, this will go out before.
Don't we still have one more video that goes out before?
Yeah, there's another video
dropping
soon as well, which, you know, we won't get into. Maybe we'll let that be a surprise.
I think that one should be a surprise.
Yeah. So, you know... Point is, Misfits are back, we're filming content again, and it's going fucking well. This stand-up show was exciting, man.
I'm never doing it again.
Yeah, well, now you can say you did it, man. Yeah.
You can say that you're an actual comedian, and you sold out a show.
Yeah, you sold out, dude. You sold out.
I sold out to people I didn't even know were going
to
be
sold
there.
Out to corporate Australia. But yeah, it's cool, man. We're fucking excited. It went really well. It'll be out before you know it, really. It's not going to take as long to film, to edit as the Tazzy video, that's for sure.
You don't, you're not going to be waiting another year, by the way.
Hey, but that year still kicked off pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah. Cheers, everyone.
Cheers to GamerSubs.
To GamerSubs.
For sponsoring the podcast and all of our videos. Use code MISFITS for 10% off your order.
We love GamerSubs.
We do.
They support the fuck out of us.
And if you watch the Tasmania video, right? If you've seen the Tasmania video where we put GamerSubs in a fire and it turned it blue and you actually believe it, you're fucking... go get some GamerSubs and fucking try it. Burn some GamerSubs to see if it turns the fucking fire blue. I read like 3 or 4 comments. Right? Right? 3 or 4
Why are you so upset? There's like 3 comments that's...
because it's besmirching the good name of GamerSubs, and I want to set the fucking record straight.
To be fair, we were the ones that besmirched the good names of GamerSubs.
We put fucking color-changing packets in the fucking fire to make it blue. GamerSubs didn't make the fucking fire blue.
It was all an illusion.
And if you think I'm a fucking liar, you think I'm a fucking shill, and you can't trust me, then buy some GamerSubs, set on a fucking fire. Okay.
Yep. Okay. Let's maybe stop telling the audience to set GamerSubs on fire.
It is sick.
Maybe just drink and enjoy it.
You could
it's a fantastic
it.
Product that is GamerSubs.
I talked to the CEO. He said, "I don't." He said, and I quote, "I don't recommend snorting GamerSubs, but I would prefer to snort GamerSubs as opposed to smoking it." So, if you thought that if you're like one of those crazy people that are like, "I want to smoke some GamerSubs," don't do it. It's way better to snort it, but also don't snort it.
I would just drink it.
So if I've ever told
you're
that
better
you're,
off drinking,
just drink the fucking thing.
You're better off drinking. Actually, don't snort or smoke.
And use code MISFITS 10% off.
Just
or
drink it.
I'll have your head.
You'll have your head. That.
And he's so good at endorsing products.
Dude, let me just redo that.
Do like a lawsuit thing. Be like, if you think it turns the fire blue, then you're gonna get hit with litigation.
If you think the game the subs turn the fire,
It's okay.
You got this.
If you think the GamerSubs turned the fire blue, you're probably thinking they turned the frogs gay too. But let me tell you this. This powers your energy while gaming. Any game. You can have 0 hours and you'll be the best.
Allegedly.
Code MISFITS, allegedly.
Code MISFITS for 10% off.
And that's why, code MISFITS.
Hey guys, that's the end of the podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening once again. It's good to be back.
This has been the Misfits Podcast. Should we mention if we're going to be doing this a little bit more frequently? Or
yeah, it'll happen when it happens.
Yeah, like, you know.
We'll see you soon.
Yeah.
We got that package coming up.
Yeah, we do have to get that package.
It's true. Anyway, I think that concludes our business of the evening. It's been a pleasure talking to you, gentlemen, ma'am. A pleasure. I'll see you next time. Well, actually, let's just go smoke cigars, I guess.
Yeah. Okay.